It's Maz for Breakfast on Albany 783 Triple M. Good Wednesday morning to you. And joining me on the line this morning is wellness coach and author of The Wellness Puzzle, Andrew Jobling. Good morning, Andrew. Now, last week we were talking about changing your habits and you revealed to me something I didn't know, that changing your habits takes about 2 months. Now, when we are in the initial stages of changing those habits, Andrew, what are some key factors to keep in mind?
Well, it's a really tough time, and habits are inbred in us. They're reinforced, they're established, they're effectively our normal operating procedures. Yeah. So trying to change them is difficult because there's always a very strong magnetic pull back to old habits. So
Definitely. Really
it's the first 3 weeks is a really critical time in that process of changing habits. And I think that I guess the first thing you really need to do, and I talk about it a lot in the second piece of the puzzle, which is protect your mental and emotional space, is focus on your purpose, which we've spoken about. Focus on what's important to you. Second thing is surround yourself with positive people that are going to encourage you. Listen and read the right stuff that's going to help you keep you on track. And just take it one day at a time. I think the biggest mistake a lot of people make is rushing in, trying to change so many things, and it just gets all too overwhelming. Yeah. And they think about what they're trying to achieve, and it seems so intimidating that they just end up giving up on it, rather than just saying, okay, well, I know what I want, and I know here's two or three things I can control and can change, and then just take it one day at a time.
Okay. So I think for myself, I'm doing the 8-week challenge, and part of that is not only for me is getting out and doing strenuous exercise. It's great, but it's also changing your diet completely. What would your advice to me be?
Well, good question. I mean, that's a lot of change. Mm. So, I mean, look, you were saying before that the exercise that you're doing is part of a group. Is that right?
Yes.
So I get that. I mean, that's, as I said earlier, when you can connect yourself in with a group, so there's some accountability, then that's a good thing. I think from an exercise point of view, one of the things I talk about in the book is just creating a foundation, a very simple foundation of focusing on steps and doing a 10,000 steps a day or whatever it might be, and build on that, because that just gives you a bit of a foundation and gets you in the right mindset, which is the most important part.
Yeah.
Now, look, from a nutritional point of view, to try and change everything all at once is tricky. So what I would do is I would pick two or three or four, probably no more than five things that you can change, simple things that you go, okay, well, I can do that. You know, some of the things I'd be saying to people is, well, make sure you're eating something first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, well, everything you're trying to achieve that you don't already have is outside your comfort zone, and therefore you must have to get uncomfortable to achieve it. Therefore, getting uncomfortable is a good thing. Therefore, enjoy it. Embrace it and know that every day that you're doing something that's a bit uncomfortable is every day you're moving closer towards the health and body that you want.
Yeah. Wow. That's really made me feel a lot better, Andrew. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome, Maz.
Andrew Jobling there, wellness coach and author of The Wellness Puzzle, which you can purchase yourself from any place that you get your books from. You're listening to Triple M.